Hello, everyone, and welcome into the Thursday, May 26th edition of the Volunteer Country on Sports Illustrated podcast. I am Matt Ray, your host. The Volunteer Country on Sports Illustrated podcast is brought to you by Acker Travel Company by Dream Vacations. For all of your travel needs, big or small, give our friends Beth and Price at Acker Travel Company a call. Hope everyone's having a great Thursday so far. As I mentioned, I'm Matt Ray, your host. Today, we're going to pick up where we left off yesterday with some recruiting talk, have another recruiting interview for you guys. Fan favorite in the 2022 class, North Cobb edge rusher Joshua Josephs joins the show. He will be on campus later this week, checking in with the rest of the freshmen and incoming transfers. He's excited to talk to you guys later on. Let's pick right up where we left off yesterday. We covered some baseball yesterday. We're not going to cover baseball in the show today, as the weather has pushed the schedule all around at Hoover, so I've kind of waited as long as I can to get this episode together. But Jack and Jake will have a separate baseball pod for those of you that want to listen later on. So again, star-studded weekend on Rocky Top this weekend. Rocky Top Palooza, the Memorial Day Bash is being called multiple different things. We covered several different guys yesterday on the show. We're looking to confirm some more over the next 2 days. One note that I want to mention, a guy that we were looking to confirm for his official visit will not be here on his official visit. Ian Reed, offensive tackle out of Texas, will not be here for his official visit this weekend. However, we did confirm Tamarion Parker, and I covered the headliners yesterday, and this is a guy that could have easily been a headliner, in my opinion. He's a guy that is a top 100 defensive lineman in this class, regardless of where you look. When our Sports Illustrated Top 99 comes out, he's going to be in there, most likely on the upper half of it. So a guy with tremendous value in this class. He will be at Tennessee over the weekend. So big for Rodney Garner and company to get him back. A defensive end type body that has the frame to fill out and mold himself into whatever they really want him to be. He last visited in March. He told us coming out of that visit that Tennessee had definitely, you know, made a strong push in his recruitment. The Vols are battling a handful of schools here. Alabama, Georgia, Penn State, Ohio State, Florida, and Michigan State most recently in the mix. But Parker's public top five did not include the Gators or Michigan State, but they've both made some pushes. He was on campus in East Lansing earlier this week. I will try to talk to him from a national level later on in the week, come out of his visit, just to see, you know, if Sparty made a move there for him. Obviously, he knows Mel Tucker and has some familiarity there just from the early recruitment stages at Georgia when he was over there as a young prospect. So we'll see what happens. Florida should get him on campus at some point this summer, maybe as soon as next week. We'll see what happens there. But Tennessee has laid pretty low in this recruitment, but after talking with some people, I continue to feel like they have, I'm not going to say they have some momentum, but they have some traction, at least in this recruitment. Getting him back now, should get him back for an OV, most likely in June. We'll see what his schedule goes to, but he initially had told me June for some OV, so we'll see where he goes with that. But, you know, Tamarion Parker could have been included in the headliners yesterday. Will be on Rocky Top this weekend. So really big for Tennessee to get him back to campus and have another chance to recruit him and show him how much of a priority he is. Staying on the trend of Alabama defensive lineman, not going to go too in-depth on this prospect because we put out a very in-depth piece on him yesterday. You can check it out at si.com/college/Tennessee. But Hunter Osborne, coveted defensive end out of Hewitt Trustville, over 50 Division I offers in hand, a top six consisting of Alabama, Auburn, Clemson, Georgia, Texas, LSU, and Tennessee. He's a guy that this staff really likes. He has one of the best frames in the entire class. He's currently measuring around 6'3", 255, but he has the frame to hold 290 with ease. All of the physical tools are there. As he continues to polish off his skill set, he has a chance to go even further above his potential. A guy that has a tremendously high motor, is tremendously high IQ, and will openly kind of admit that he's got stuff inside of his game to work on, and he's really looking at the developmental standpoint of the game a tremendous amount. In my opinion, the two teams surging right now the most for him are Texas and Tennessee, two teams that weren't on his short list of favorites, you know, a little earlier in the year, and two teams that have guys with established track records as long-term developers, and Rodney Garner at Tennessee and Bo Davis at Texas. So credit Tennessee, credit Rodney Garner, credit LaVorne Harbin for not going away in Hunter Osborne's recruitment. The Vols will get him up this weekend. He'll be on Friday night. He'll stay through Saturday evening. He'll be back in June for an official visit. So Tennessee has a chance to really compound some momentum here on the big-time defensive line target out of the state of Alabama. Staying in the state of Alabama, the Vols, you know, picking up some traction there, just all around able to get some recruits to campus. Jeremiah Cobb, four-star running back out of Montgomery Catholic. We talked to his teammate, Jordan Thomas, on the show yesterday, 2022 Tennessee signing. Vols, you know, still a factor in that recruitment. He released a public top six. We'll see who gets left out of the official visit slate. But this is a big weekend for Tennessee with Jeremiah Cobb. They need to show well this weekend and work themselves into, you know, that very firm pitcher. He's been to campus before, but the last trip, he didn't get as much face time as you would expect. He got here a little late. The festivities were kind of, for the recruiting weekend, were already going on and pretty well into full swing. So he got the tours and all that late, had family with him. Family, you know, be back this weekend. Another chance for him to see more of, you know, what Knoxville has to offer, have more face time with Jerry Mack and that type of thing. So a big weekend, you know, watching Jeremiah Cobb. He's a guy that's going to make a very level-headed decision. He's not going to rush to anything. He's going to feel confident in it. And a back that you feel like fits what Tennessee wants to do really to a T, is effective out of the backfield. Really nice in between the tackles. So can do a lot of things that you feel like Tennessee wants to do. A guy that Tennessee's continuing to recruit hard will be on campus this weekend. Two guys that I really like in this class, that Tennessee really likes in this class, that aren't going to be listed as the headliners of the event because they're rated lower on the modern recruiting sites, but they check all the boxes on Tennessee's evaluations. They're sitting at or near the top of their respective position groups on Tennessee's board. That's John Slaughter and Jeremiah Thielander. Both of these guys Tennessee really covets. Slaughter will be here again. Vols competing with Ole Miss there. The Vols have the momentum in this recruitment. There's, you know, no denying that. They're looking to continue to build on it. This weekend's going to be important. But for him, he still wants to camp. He still thinks that he has something to prove. He's a really, really good football player. He's still planning to do some camps. Florida State's entered recently. His DB coach has some ties there, so he might get down there for a trip. We'll see. But he has some plans to camp. Alabama wants to see him camp. We'll see what ends up coming of that. But the Vols right now are in as good a position as they could be for John Slaughter heading into this visit. And they're going to look to continue building on that. The family, they have that working in their favor. They're just overall doing a very good job in this recruitment. John Slaughter, definitely a name to know for Tennessee fans moving forward. And then Jeremiah Thielander, a guy that I had a chance to see in person this spring two times. I saw him at an Under Armour camp. He did really well. Saw him at a spring practice at Gainesville High School, where he's at now, place he's really going to benefit from coaching, the coaching there. He's a guy that has all of the physical tools that Tennessee can ask for an inside linebacker. He's very high IQ. His game's still developing, but he's a guy that's going to come in. He's going to be able to play on special teams. He's going to put the team first. He's going to do whatever you need. The Vols really like Jeremiah Thielander. They have recruited him very hard. They were his first offer about this time last year at a camp, and things really haven't slowed down since. They have a connection through Tim Banks. Tim Banks was a graduate assistant for Thielander's dad years ago, as Thielander's dad was a Division I linebackers coach. And then the, you know, just ability to recruit that family and get, you know, everybody up there and, you know, let them see the place. He needs his mom to get a little bit more familiar with Knoxville. She hasn't made the trip as much. I'm not sure that she'll be here this weekend, but she will be there for the official visit in June. But for Tennessee, you know, it's big to get him in because he's taking the entire month of June essentially for official visits. Louisville, Florida, North Carolina, Tennessee, all for sure getting an official visit for Jeremiah Thielander. So, you know, Louisville, he's at the tip top of their board. North Carolina, I don't know where he falls. Florida, I don't know where he falls there, but they're having him in for an official visit. He's a guy that once he gets in front of staffs, they love him. So it's pretty easy to see that he could, you know, be as high on that North Carolina and Florida board as he is the others. I just know where he's at, you know, on that Louisville board, and they really like him. They're really pushing for him. So important official visits coming for him. So important to get him back unofficially this weekend, let him connect with some people and continue to talk and work with guys. Guy we didn't talk about yesterday because he hasn't talked a whole lot about the process is Aiden Meisel, a coveted receiver out of the Orlando area in Florida. So he has some familiarity with Tennessee, this Tennessee staff, I should say, from their time at UCF. He'll be here this weekend. He just announced that he'll be back for an official visit in June. It'll be the second of four planned trips in June. So big for Tennessee to get him here unofficially. Again, this weekend is huge for Tennessee. You know, it's unlike any that I can really remember. So to have these top targets here, allow them to look around and see who they could potentially be in the class with and talk to those guys and get their idea of what they like about Tennessee. Again, don't want to harp on it too much, but you're going to have Nico here. That guy is, you know, recruiting his tail off right now. So it's an infectious kind of standpoint for Tennessee. That's what they're hoping comes out of this weekend, is that there's a lot of chatter about them in between the recruits, and they continue to build on momentum that they've had, you know, recruiting these guys while they haven't been on their campus over the phone, through text messages, things like that. So just an overall big weekend to get him here. He's going to have a chance to connect with Nico, a guy that he could be playing for or playing with, you know, at the next level. So, you know, big for that to happen. And, you know, we'll see where Meisel is coming out of his visit. It definitely want to see, you know, what his thought process is, what his timeline is, that type of thing. So I have more to share with you guys on that, but just haven't got there yet. And then the final guy that I feel like you could have thrown up in the headliner group yesterday, but just a guy that there's a lot of familiarity with between the fan base and people that follow recruiting and this Tennessee staff and these Tennessee commits is 2023 defensive back Christian Conyer, a guy that can do so many things. Tennessee's recruited him hard for months. Really a true Tennessee-Kentucky battle here. We'll see what comes of it. Kentucky's supposed to get him on an official visit soon. Tennessee set to get him back in June as well. He's back in Knoxville this weekend. Ton of familiarity with guys from the Tennessee Select 7v7 team, Caleb Herring, the Spielmans, who are both going to be here. So, again, a big weekend for him. You know, he's probably, you know, one of the more rangy defensive backs that I've seen personally, at least in terms of this board, just what he can do from a positional standpoint. And there's a lot to like about him. There's plenty of room for him to grow. I saw him last year in March, and that Tennessee select team was absolutely loaded with talent. At a 7v7 event on Orlando, he didn't have a Tennessee offer at the time, and I don't know how many Division I offers he had at the time. To be lying if I told you I did, but after about three plays, I wanted to know who he was. I think about a week later, a week or two, it wasn't very long, and maybe a little bit longer, maybe he got in for a camp or something, but Tennessee offered, and the Vols have continued to recruit him hard. So a guy that should make a decision, you know, sometime in July, most likely. We'll see where he's at. But, yeah, he's a guy that I feel like could have been right up there in the headliner list and is a very important target on Tennessee's board. I mean, overall, I think we've probably covered roughly 10 or 12 guys in the last two podcasts. And, you know, it feels monotonous at times because you're talking about how well Tennessee's done with them. You're talking about how important they are, how big time they are. But it's truthfully not an understatement. It's kind of a testament to this weekend that the Tennessee staff has built. It's going to be, I truly believe, probably the biggest recruiting weekend in recent memory. It's by far the biggest recruiting weekend of the Josh Heupel era, in my opinion. So, yeah, a lot of guys to know. We're going to cover some more on Friday as we confirm more guys. Next, as we shift gears from the 2023 recruiting class to the 2022 recruiting class, we're going to hear from a guy that Tennessee fans waited a long time to get his commitment in the boat. The Tennessee staff worked really hard to get him in the boat, a guy that has tremendous potential, one of my favorite edge rushers in the 2022 class. That's Joshua Josephs out of North Cobb High School. We will hear from him next. Josh's interview will finish out the show. As I mentioned before, baseball podcast will be separate from today's show. So I thank you all for joining along. We're going to cut to Josh. That will be the end for the show. Now we're back with 2022 Tennessee edge rusher signee Joshua Josephs out of North Cobb High School in Metro Atlanta. Josh, thanks for joining the show. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely, man. Exciting stuff coming up for you. We're just a couple of days away here now from you moving to Rocky Top. What's the excitement level overall like with that? And, you know, how does it finally feel to be, you know, ready to get up there?
I'm excited. Like, I couldn't wait. Like, going back months, ever since I made my decision, I couldn't wait to get up here. I'm not gonna lie to you saying I wasn't nervous or I'm not nervous. We all got a little nerves, but I can't wait to get up there. I'm so ready to get up there and get this stuff rolling.
During the recruiting process, you know, you were a guy that I think everybody, you know, from a fan standpoint to an analyst standpoint, you know, wherever you were looking in the recruiting process, you were a guy that had so many things that people loved. You know, you're long, you have all this, you know, this insane speed, you have this great stat line coming out of your junior year. You had really added a lot of muscle mass and definition from junior year to senior year. Just now from end of senior year to getting ready to start this journey on Rocky Top, kind of what have you been doing to stay in shape and what's the day-to-day been like for Joshua Josephs?
Man, it's been a lot of eating and a lot of working out, honestly. Like, obviously, I had school this past semester, but outside of school, I've been training with Pinnacle Prospects. Like, when you train with them, you really get in good work. And I also trained a little bit with Triple H tackling, I wouldn't say linebacker because he can really train, like, any position on the field, I'm not going to lie. But he's been helping me get right too. And yeah, just getting my game and strength overall right and eating a lot. That's what it's been like.
You talk about getting your game right. You did so many things for North Cobb. Had a chance to see you a few different times last year. you did so many things for that team, and you guys had a great run. What is it about your game individually now that you've kind of been on your own more, that you've honed in on and tried to, you know, refine before getting to Tennessee?
I want to say my explosiveness. Like, I felt like I was explosive off the ball, but I just turned it up a notch, if you get what I'm saying. And when it comes to, like, shooting my hands, I definitely became way more explosive with shooting my hands. And, also with the hand work, I'm not going to lie, I've been training with Marcus Howard. I trained with him, I think, once, and he showed me a couple things, but he definitely got me right.
Yeah, absolutely. That was one of the things I think that always caught my eye for you, was just read-react type situations. Even with the ball going away, you never really took a wrong step. So it was always so purposeful. It looked like everything you were doing was explosive. But when we talked, you know, that was one of the things you always talked about as well, was like, I want to improve at this. I want to be more physical at the point of the contact. So I'm not really surprised to hear you say that that's what you've honed in on. But, you know, because that was one of the things we always talked about back during the recruiting process. And looking back to that process, obviously you chose Tennessee in the end, but it wasn't easy to get there for you. I mean, you had schools battling for you all the way up until the very end. I know I was at North Cobb there before your last game, your last high school game, I believe. And Clemson had been in to see you. And, you know, I don't know how many people know. Clemson had been in to see you. Alabama had been in to watch you work out. You still had so many schools interested in you, but chose Tennessee in the end. And you told me that day that you before you publicly announced that you were choosing Tennessee because it was the right place for you. What do you think overall made that the right place for you, Josh?
It felt like home. Like, going up there, my visit just felt like home, and it felt like a home away from home. And I feel like the position I'm playing up there, it's the position I love to play. And they got me at it, so I like it.
Family was a big thing for you throughout the process, and you told me that Coach BJ made you, you know, feel like a family. He was always in contact with you and your mom. Just what was it about him that set him apart from other coaches in the process? Because really, in the end, that's kind of what it comes down to for most guys, is finding that coach that is able to set themselves apart, because all of these programs have the great things to offer, the positional fit, or they wouldn't be recruiting you, that type of thing. So what was it about Coach BJ that made, you know, that set him apart and helped Tennessee get to the top?
It wasn't just Coach BJ, but it was also Coach X, but they, I don't know how to explain it. Like, Coach BJ, he's an Islander, like, he's from the island, and he could relate with me in so many ways. And when he came down, here, he went to my mom's restaurant, he had some food, and so did the other coaches, and he talked to my mom. Like, it just kept it, like, real cool with my people. So, yeah.
You talk about Coach Eck and the position that you're going to play there. You're going to be playing for him, obviously. That's you talk about excitement level. It's unmatched with him.
Oh, yeah.
You know, what's the excitement for you to get to play for a guy like that, that, you know, every single day you go out on the practice field, his energy is going to match yours. What's the excitement level overall like to know that you're going to have the chance to be coached by a guy like that?
Man, Coach Eck's a great dude, so – I don't know what to say. Like, being coached by him, I feel like it's gonna be a journey, and I feel like he's gonna teach me a lot of things, and he's gonna help me grow as a man overall. I feel like that's what he can do, and yeah,
absolutely. So, gonna get you out of here with a couple more things. What is the expectation for you personally? Not from a team standpoint, but going into your freshman year, what is the expectation for you personally for what you want to do this season at Tennessee?
I know I'm gonna have to work my way up. Like, nothing's handed to you. I wanna just like get a position in like some different packages, because the guys that are in front of me right now, BY, Roman, those are dudes. Like, those are legit dudes. So I know, like, I gotta be patient. I ain't here to rush nothing. I don't expect nothing too big for my freshman year, but eventually, yeah, just getting some packages and work my way up.
Absolutely. Two more things and we're out the door here. We're going to go with a this or that game right here. I played with the other couple of guys that have came on the show. We'll start with an easy one. I'll give you two choices. You'll tell me which one that you prefer. We'll start with Powerade or Gatorade.
I have to go Gatorade.
Hamburger or hot dog?
Hamburger.
Coke or Pepsi? Probably neither for you.
Yeah, neither for me, but if I have to pick one, the Coke.
Okay. Final one, TJ Watt or Von Miller?
TJ Watt.
That's your guy, right?
Yeah, that's my guy.
That's your guy. Okay. All right. Josh, we appreciate your time on the show. Going to let you go. What is your final message to the Tennessee fans before you get to Rocky Top this weekend?
It's I guess it feels good to be home, even though I'm not home yet. Like, thank y'all for believing in me and showing me the love that y'all have so far. So I'm a vote for life, and I'm ready to get to work.
Absolutely. You heard it here from 2022 Tennessee signee Joshua Joseph. Josh, thanks for coming on. We appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me, man.